It's John and Rachel. It's your Jagoff Late Night, episode 20-20, and we are here at 5000 McKnight Road recording, and you should be here some night because we have cocktails, we have Mancini's pepperoni rolls tonight. So see, there's always something. Amy brought some from Flower Power, brought some treats as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So
I that.
You know, hey, you have to find out by coming here.
Yeah, there you go. But I'm right here, so I don't know how I missed it.
I don't know.
Who knows?
So anyways, it is your Jagoff Late Night. If you're listening to it on the radio, make sure you listen every Friday. Tell your friends. If you're listening to it on the podcast, watching it on YouTube, wherever, make sure you subscribe to it and share it, please, and tell your friends.
There you go. We tell you at this point what was on the blog because we want to kind of keep you in suspense for who the amazing people are who were on the show for tonight. So first up, listen, I will admit I was a little lazy this week. You did all the writing yet again. So
well,
go ahead.
Try,
you can start with blog one.
All right. So blog number one.
It's actually the Christmas ornament.
Yeah.
I knew this, because
you know, it's now March.
Yeah.
And you're cleaning up. You're going around like, oh my God, there's that one Christmas ornament that I forgot to put away.
So what do you do with it?
So that was the question.
Right.
The question is, what do you do with it? A lot of people said I throw it away. Some people said most people said they keep it out or put it somewhere else. They don't go and unpack all of their Christmas items and dig it all out from the
garage. My mother-in-law works for Hallmark, and she purchased two Wizard of Oz ornaments for me after Christmas because they were on sale. Mm. And I was like, what do I do with it? So they're just like in my drawer.
There you go.
Yeah. Not my junk drawer.
So there's that faux Christmas ornament that was a Jagoff.
There you go.
Yeah.
Second up is Robinson.
Yeah, the block blockers. Mm-hmm. So these are people that pull through their green light, mm-hmm. and then they're blocking you when you get your green light coming the opposite way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the picture really should bring anybody anger because there's three cars stacked up saying, I'm more important than you are.
You did this today on West Liberty Avenue.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
I just want to make sure. I just want to be clear that this has happened.
Listen,
in the reverse.
When your light is yellow and you know it's stacked up and you're gonna block, don't go through.
And you know what, I didn't yell, I just looked at you like this,
right?
And you just pretended it didn't happen.
That's right.
Third up is something about a plug hog.
Yeah, you know, when you're at the airport, whatever it is, you know, this guy was sitting next to plugs and he was using all three plug outlets.
That's just not plug etiquette.
It's not plug etiquette, right? Some other people need some electric too, Jagoff.
So many people who meet John talk about what a great guy he is, but I have learned that over the last couple of years, most people who knew you before are like, but not when you drive. So people are learning this.
Yeah.
Johnny knows it. Our producer, Johnny, he knows it, that when he gets into a car with you, you just don't know what's going to happen. It's just fair game. It's whatever.
You know, Pittsburgh's full of bad drivers, dumb drivers.
Oh, John is not
there
one of them.
Right.
Anyway, so listen, one of the biggest things that we wanted to talk about, we did post about this, but it was not our blog post. We do have an event page up, and it was like immediate that people were like, interested. And I love whenever they're tagging other people to talk about it. It's the strawberry jello pretzel salad standoff part two. Nope, part three.
Yeah, part
two is, tray.
Tray.
How about that? So there you go. What does that mean? Well, basically, so many different people. I think we're up to a dozen at this point.
Okay.
Different bakeries, confectionaries, people who actually are like foodie enthusiasts. They are making their rendition of the amazing pretzel salad here in Pittsburgh, because this is where it came from. It was birthed. And they partner up with a nonprofit or a charity, and they serve just little Dixie size, like sample portions.
Yeah.
And then
Tapas.
Guess what? You guys get to decide. Yes, you tasters, you can taste every single one of them and decide who you think is best. But in addition, we have a panel of three lovely ladies who are going to do this as well. Monica, Erica J, and Kristen from Q92.9 are going to be judges as well.
How about that?
So we have two different categories.
So they get to eat for free.
Mm-hmm. When is it?
It is April 21st, mm-hmm. the second to the last Sunday in April, because the 23rd is what we're celebrating because it's National Picnic Day.
There you
go. And
we're
just getting ready to start. Look, we know strawberry jello pretzel salad comes to every one of your picnics from your Aunt Mamie. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to celebrate Aunt Mamie.
There you go. And it's April 21st at the Block Northway. Right. We're super excited for that.
Tonight's
More excited
show.
For tonight, Anthony Marshall. He is a dear, dear friend of ours. He is the recruiter extraordinaire at the Steamfitters 449. He has a little something he wants to talk about, this expo that's coming up. But also, we think he has a unique job. He recruits people to get into the Steamfitters Union.
And we know how hard that job
is. Listen, it's a scary thing.
Adam Masava is here, artist extraordinaire, as you would say.
Yes.
You always say extraordinaire.
Yes.
Yes.
Tales from Nairobi. And we're excited because we actually met Nancy from the Ketchup City Creative, right, which, let me tell you, John hates ketchup. So we were like, what are we getting into? It's an amazing art space in Aetna.
Yeah.
And she's the one who brought us.
And we have live music.
Z-Town.
Yeah.
This Super excited.
You jag off late night.
So, all right. Quiet on set. Double take.
I do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which is pretty much what Jiu-Jitsu is. And it's a martial art. It involves grappling, which is like wrestling. It can involve chokes, arm bars, knee bars, locks, and things of that nature. There's some takedowns involved as well. So it's very fun. I enjoy it immensely. So how I got into Jiu-Jitsu, because we were talking about this earlier, and a friend of mine looks up and he goes, "You're going to study Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu." And I said, "What's that?" And he says, "Come here and I'll show you." And I go to his desk. This is many years ago. And he shows me like a cage match. You know, and I'm like, "I'm not doing that." So any event, he said, no, check it out. So I went to this school, Steel City Martial Arts, which is great. I started doing jiu-jitsu. I don't know how many years it is, but I'm now a purple belt. Jiu-jitsu is the kind of thing that, you know, you're always learning, but you don't feel like you're where you should be. It really helps you out in life. You learn how to be patient. You also learn how to plan and contemplate next moves. Because jiu-jitsu is almost like chess, except with somebody else's body. The funny thing about the jiu-jitsu is we shot that video for social media at the school with some of my friends, and all the guys and all the people down there, the girls, they all loved it. And every time I'd see him, I was like, I see that all the time, you know? I mean, the one guy that was in the video, Rich, he was kind of hamming it up a little bit, which was kind of funny, which we all joke about. When he was being choked, he's going...
Rach, I have to vent. Here's my dryer vent. This one time, I had found a Lee Press-On nail in my dryer stuff, and it was not mine.
Vom in the throat. One time, my kids left Kleenexes from one of their worst whooping coughs in their pocket.
Guys, you guys are such jag-offs. That's not the type of dryer venting we're talking about. We professionally clean your dryer vent to increase your dry time and save you guys some money.
For so 4 hours. Wet, like 10 pounds
you
wet.
You jag-offs, you need to get your dryer vents clean.
I've been thinking that Rorick Automotive needs a new jingle.
Rorick Automotive got the best cars around Pittsburgh.
Driving a Rorick, I bought it at Rorick. Picked up my new car at Rorick Automotive.
I got friends at Rorick Automotive, where the staff is nice and the dealership's loaded with brand new cars. And you can drive real far.
People used to celebrate hard work, the spirit of the underdog. You don't hear too much about those things anymore. The world needs more problem solvers, people who know results matter. Folks with brains and elbow grease. Our work runs through just about every office building in the city like a network of veins. It's not what you are that makes you a steam fitter. It's who you are.
You jack off late night. I was just talking about Kid Mental being here last week, but this week we have some great, great guests who we're about to introduce. But first, we just want to say thanks again to the one and only Mitch Dugan for giving us a little lesson on jiu-jitsu. Who would have thought that Mitch Dugan, of all people, would D-U-G-A-N and talk to us a little bit more about that kind of art. I never knew that that was something he did.
Here's the thing.
Not something I'm interested in.
If you need an attorney, Mitch Dugan is pure Pittsburgh. And
yeah,
that's the whole idea
sure.
behind the Mitch Minutes.
And he takes
He's not
jiu-jitsu.
Just someone who kind of flies in for the day and makes an advertisement and leaves.
Perfect Mitch segue to that person.
Do it. Yes. Yeah. Wait, of course, he just flew in?
He flew in.
Anthony Marshall from Steamfitters 449. What's up?
How's it going this evening?
Listen, you are one of our absolute favorite people. We met you about, I think it's 2 years now? A little more than 2 years?
About 2 years.
So we work with the Steamfitters 449. We do some marketing and some PR for those guys. An amazing, amazing trade. And 2 years ago, they brought Anthony Marshall in and they said, you're going to have to meet the new recruiter. We had worked with Nick Kappas for a lot of years. He did a fantastic job. They brought you in and it is the most love Nick, but it is the most refreshing and amazing thing to see the faces, particularly of the students who you affect when you go in and recruit them. So I just needed to tell you that. I know we've told you before how much we enjoy you, but we wanted you to come on our show so we could praise
you. Plus, your kids are here and they need to
know. How about that?
You're actually.
How about that, kids?
Yeah. They're trying to make me blush right now. Stop that, man. I'm grateful to have the opportunity to assist people having the opportunity that I have.
Yeah, that's
well, you know
it,
what?
Right?
We tried to do your job the other day, and I realized how hard your job is. I've been on video shoots with you when you're trying to gather the high school students and kind of hold court, and you literally hold court. Everybody follows you. They pass all the other union tables up, and they come over to you, and you're just interacting with them. We interacted with a group of high school students, and like
in Ambridge,
who will remain nameless until Rachel says their name, but they were up on the bleachers talking on their phone.
You know, I didn't know we were going there.
They were on their phones, and they were, you know, we had a hard time figuring out how to get their attention. So a new respect for what you do, and I love what you do to kind of turn on the young kids in this area.
Thank you. Yeah, it's that's probably the most important part with the younger people is getting their attention, because if you lose their attention, then they start mingling and meandering.
Yeah,
it's over.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You got to hold their attention the whole time.
Anthony, what did your job description look like whenever you were first approached about this position, and what does it look like now? Because I've seen it change, right?
So primarily, it was speaking engagements, going into the city of Pittsburgh and letting those children know what is available being the steam fitters, whether it was a trade or apprenticeship. And then it went from the city of Pittsburgh to 15 counties to... not just, you know, speaking to high school kids, but speaking to their parents, speaking to transition coordinators, speaking to people from different organizations, and just letting them know that, you know, college is great, but if you want to make money, make money. Mm-hmm. Don't get caught up in the, oh, Bobby and Sue go to school for this and they're at the charcuterie board every weekend bragging on you, but really you're at school and you're broke.
Yeah, because, I love that you use charcuterie in that way.
Because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, no, that's exactly right.
The thing is that, you know, I think you say this, the other unions that we work with say, you know, it used to be like it was like the bad kids, the dumb kids went to the unions, right? All the good kids went to college. So that's not it at all. It's the unions are looking for the kids who just don't want to sit in class and rack up a bunch of debt. They like to work with their hands. They're interested in new things because you're not working at the same job every day or every week. So that's the kind of cool thing that you're pitching at this point, right?
Yeah, that's why it's good to get in front of the transition coordinators, because I'll inform them, like, there's somebody in your AP history class that really doesn't want to go to college, that's really intelligent and just wants to make money and make a living, but you're going to push that off on them because you don't know other avenues. So let me introduce them to that, so they at least know what's available.
But you have limited time, right? So when you're visiting these, you know, CTEs and these schools, you know, for trades and things of that nature, they're obviously interested somewhat already because they're taking these courses, but they don't know what they want to do because they're kids, because we're adults and half the time we don't know what we want to do.
Yeah.
What is that like for you? Like, what's, you have a certain amount of time to really convince them. What do you go in saying?
I listen first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you are a hype man, though.
Yeah, but I listen first. I have to listen to what's going on, and then once I hear what's going on, then I could build a rapport with everybody in the room.
Yeah,
and then begin to, you know, proceed accordingly.
Yeah, but it becomes sort of like this mosh pit because you end up like you're yelling, you're talking, you're like, "Let's go."
I know. See, my voice carries.
Okay,
I'm not yelling.
Did you not like mosh? Ooh. Is that not the...
No. Okay. It's just that I'm loud. I'm very loud.
Know,
like this is my regular voice, but this is my podcast.
That's your podcast, Anthony. Yeah, I didn't realize.
So, I have to turn it down a little bit. But I'm always loud, and then the children, they enjoy it. They don't. Half of them are trying to get out of class,
right?
And they thought they're slick until they bump into me. I'm like, oh, you're going to get a bunch of information now, and I'm going to change your life, and you're going to know what's out there and available for you.
Wow.
Even if you don't do it, you'll know what's out there.
Right. Do you have any statistics on how the sort of turnaround has changed since you've been in here? In the union?
Not in my head. No, I don't.
No, but it has to be better.
It's getting better. It's getting better. But
I mean,
we have
I'll
a long ways
statistics.
To go.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure.
But, and so what do you use to connect everybody? I know you said you listen first, but there's something about when you walk in, you kind of command a room. And actually, my follow-up question is going to be, do your kids listen like that when you're at home?
That's a really good question.
Because, like, I see kids, they're all 100% attentive
when
you're
in
these assemblies.
Yeah.
They could tell I care. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They could tell I care. Like, I'm not reading you a script.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm trying to share some information with you and create a dialogue so that you can have a better opportunity in life. And that's really it. I don't go in there trying to sell them on anything. I'm trying to give you some information so you can have a better opportunity. I didn't have this opportunity in high school. I didn't know this was out here. This existed.
Yeah.
So I just try to get out front and let other people know.
I never asked you this. What did you do before?
Before I was in the laborers union, I went to clearing to be an elementary school teacher.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, you would have been good at that.
Wait, we're back to podcast voice. Go ahead.
So we got into a situation. I started doing like my student teaching stuff, and I was like, I just don't like this. Mm-hmm. I don't like this. I don't want to do this for the rest of my life, and I don't want to wake up every day not doing something that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
So I had to make the decision, you know, to be the dropout. To half of you're going to be gone, and by the third semester, half of you, well, that's me. I'm gone, but I still have
a
plan.
But look at why. Exactly.
I didn't stop. I just left. I had to go see what else was out there.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now, my experience is you made me cry, which I never admitted to the one day. We were shooting some videos, and you don't just talk to kids. We were shooting some videos, and there was a 30-plus-year-old man talk about how you pulled him. He literally said, I was selling drugs, and I didn't know there was another job like this out there with this kind of life. And you did that for that guy.
You got to let him know. I mean, if you grew up in Iowa, you know, farming, you know, ranching, and that's all you know. He might be in a situation where that's all he know, but if I could get your ear and let you know there's a better opportunity out here, now if you still choose to do whatever you may do, that's on you, but there's an opportunity out here where you could retire, have a pension, have health insurance, take care of your family, and travel anywhere in the world. If you want to do that still, but I don't want him to do that, so I'm going to harp on him a little bit and hound on him to let him know that that's really not the way.
But it's amazing that you care one-on-one that much.
And the follow-through. Like, it doesn't just end there.
You're that guy.
You just looked at us like, you're both saying things. I don't know which
because
one.
You're like,
yeah.
When you care, you care.
Yeah, yeah.
You care.
It's
I'm
not
passionate about it because
care. That's right.
I know you see what it's done for me.
Yeah.
I want somebody else to have the same opportunity.
Yeah.
It's not, ooh, just mine. No, it'll change your life too if you choose to go with it. Now, if there's something else that you want to do, then let's talk about that. So I'll meet younger kids that are like, I'm going to college. What are you going to college for? I'm like, well, you need that degree. Yeah, you got to go, buddy. You got to go, sis. You have to.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm just trying to give you information to make an informed decision that you could better your life.
Yeah. There you go.
Steamfitters 449 is proud to have you. We're proud to work with you. So let's have a little bit of fun now. This is where we have our question of the day. And everybody has to answer this question. So all the other guests have to clog their ears because they're not having. But what are you going to ask?
Boy, you just put me on the spot.
I saw like five of them.
Question of the day.
I mean, seriously.
Question of the day.
17. Is the color? 17. Is it a number?
Oh, wow. There's a couple good ones. All right. I kind of like this. What is your least favorite month of the year?
Oh, that is a good one.
Favorite month of
Thanks
the year.
Thanks to Tressa, yeah. These are always just like random, no nonsense, no.
Probably July.
Too hot?
No.
Oh, wow. Well,
because I have August, September, October birthdays.
Oh.
So you don't like it either now if you're me. So you're working overtime July to pay for all the birthdays.
And my wife and I's birthday were in June, so it's it's birthday season.
It's birthday season. Yeah.
You got some cake? Come hang out with me. We got
cake.
What's a birthday like at your house?
Yeah.
A party. A kid's party.
Yeah.
Balloons inside, outside. Tiny bottles of water that don't get consumed fully.
Yeah.
That's the parents' like biggest. We could
that's
all be Comedians.
That's a Jagoff blog post right
that's,
there.
That's
right.
That's the truth. We prefer to do it like at the park or the playground. That way everybody could run around and be themselves. If you want to play, if you want to get dirty, because it's still the summertime.
Sure, so, be outside.
Get outside.
No question. Yeah. So I didn't want to like call everyone out, but I made sure that you brought us a gift. So you did bring us a gift today, right? Because we have this junk drawer.
Yeah,
you heard me like singing the kid mental.
Yes.
Okay, so what junk drawer gift did you bring
I brought my Key Smart key fob with my other key fob and my other lock to my other junk drawer because...
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah,
and we get to...
You get to keep it. Oh, you can have this one.
I was like, wait. Because listen, this happened with Arthur Motes, and then he ends up giving us. Well, we couldn't keep it. Yeah, we get to keep this.
You keep
like,
the
you
key
do not get it back.
To get into
the drunk drawer.
There you go.
Now, you know where the office is. If you get into the drunk drawer, there are...
This would be funny because we do know. Wouldn't that be funny?
It's only candy in the junk drawer.
Oh, okay.
There's fruities. Right. There are... Oh, never mind. I'm not going to shout them out. That's shameless plugs. Never mind. Sorry. You're not getting paid for that. I'm not saying it.
We've not gotten a key yet. We've not gotten a key.
No, we have not gotten a key. Yeah.
This really means a lot.
But there's a lot of unhealthy stuff in there for you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right after late.
Fritter pins.
I'll be there on Easter Sunday afternoon.
Stickers. And there's so many stickers I have to send out. Anthony, when you're not doing this amazing job, what can we find you doing?
PlayStation.
Oh, you're a PlayStation guy. Your favorite game.
DJing, though. I saw you DJ.
I DJ, too. Yeah. But I'm doing Call of Duty right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing that, and I'm trying to get into Spider-Man, too.
Oh, okay.
But I play video games.
I would never have pegged you as that. I thought you were going to be, like, a sports guy.
No, you know why? Because you have to keep spending money on it. Oh, if I bought a PlayStation, I got the PlayStation.
That Monica and Johnny are going to hang out with you. That's their jam.
Right. They just took down your contact information.
We're good. Look, I got a headset, too. Let's do it. We could do some resurgence squads, whatever.
No wonder your kids love you. This is it, right?
You like to play against your kids? Can you beat them?
Oh my gosh. I wish the radio could hear this face.
He can't. I love him. He's my son and he's right there, but he can't come close to me yet.
Is that right? He challenged.
He can't.
Accept it, right?
Yeah. I'll give him a good workout. Build his confidence up.
There you go. Anthony Marshall, local Steam Fitters 449. We can't thank you enough. And I do have to point out that there is a huge expo. It is March 19th and 20th, right? And
March 19th, 20th, and I believe the 21st. The 20th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., we're having an event up at the Steam Fitters Technology Center, 230 Wise Road, Harmony, PA, for younger persons to get some HVAC industry exposure, and you can win a Yeti cooler. But you have to register.
Yeah.
Give it to them.
And again, world class. The Steam Fitters are nothing cheap. World class training center up there that people come from all over the country to take all a look at, so they could try to build another one.
It's beautiful. Yeah. If you've never seen it,
get there. Check it out.
It's amazing. Love it's immaculate.
There's already 360 people registered for this, so make sure you check it out.
Yeah, for those in the business, even that are already in the business, it's about green refrigeration, sustainable refrigeration techniques. Right.
And it's not a union, non-union. It's for everyone. Right.
If you're in HVAC, if you want to be in HVAC, if you just kind of want to learn about what the future of refrigeration is, this is your gig.
There you go.
If you want to stop paying guys to fix your furnace,
do it. We adore you. Thank you so much for being with us. And obviously visit Steamfitters 449. You can check them out on the website, the social media, follow them. And if you go, say hey to Anthony. Thanks for joining us for the first time on your Jack of Late Night.
Thank you very much.
Next up, we are going to see a little G-Chat and we're going to talk to Adam. He has some great things.
And we're going
to
open this special gift we just got.
Welcome to Flamingo. Can I take your orders?
You need a tap it?
No, we don't use this. We know how to yell the sandwich to cook. Here we go.
Dig in.
It's John and Rachel. We love to dig into iconic Pittsburgh places like Permane's. So we brought our friends from People's Gas.
Please call at least 3 business days before you dig.
It doesn't matter if it's a big project or something small like a mailbox. Always call before you dig.
I called. We can dig in.
So please call 811 3 business days before excavating so you don't have to call 911.
Mancini's Bakery, 97 years in business and still getting better. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Instagram. That's where you will see various Pittsburgh personalities like Gretchen McKay, Super Bowl MVP Santonio Holmes, KDKA's own Mary Hours, and WPXI's Jenna Harner, learning how to make the famous Italian twist bread. Follow Mancini Bakery on Instagram and Facebook, and remember to ask for Mancini's.
It's Monica. We're hanging over at the Cheese Queen in Mount Oliver for this week's Jeet Jet. And I got Megan from Cheese Queen, Renee from Cheese Queen. Tell me all about this for like the two people that don't know, because you guys are a big deal.
Thank you for saying that. So we have a charcuterie business. We started with just doing grazing tables, lots of catering, charcuterie boards, charcuterie boxes. We have a storefront here in Mount Oliver. We were kind of just using for our catering and teaching classes, and you could pick up your order. But now we're going to be open starting next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 11 to 3.
What are we preparing? Because these look awesome, but what is this whole setup that you have?
So these are gourmet girl cheeses. And the reason why we chose the cheeses is because we are really focusing on PA local.
Oh.
Right?
Yes.
Welcome back to your Jagoff Late Night, and you just saw Cheat Chat, and the Cheese Queen is a fun place to go. We've been up there. She's been on the podcast here before. Mm-hmm. You got to go up there and get the Lunchables. That's what I recommend, but appreciate Monica going and checking out. It was Renee and...
Megan.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, were you checking?
Anyways, we appreciate Dryer Vent Wizard promoting that. In the meantime, we got a box here from
Before we go to our guests.
As we always say, 5000 Midnight Road, you can come here and have drinks and snacks. And we got this from one of our audience members.
Yes. Right? So Amy from Flower Power brings different people all
I'll
the time.
Hold your microphone.
Okay. All right. So Kelly.
Here we go.
Brought us. Look at this. Look what's inside. She brought me moonshine. There you go. Oh, you're trying to see. I'm sorry.
So I'm showing everyone else.
So she is sort of like a hybrid Pittsburgher. She lives in Nashville and here. Okay. And we're going to talk to her about the next time she comes in. She's going to perform for us.
I'll get out of town.
How easy is that? Right. Yeah, that's all we have to do is know Amy from Flower Power and you get some really great musicians.
Right.
But we have, she loves cacti.
What do we
have
here?
Moonshine. And some great, look, stickers. You think you need a Steam Fitter sticker? You need a Kelly Jean.
Nice.
There you go. So thank you so much.
Thank you. All right.
We're excited. We love when we get little gifts.
Now to our guests.
Speaking of gifts.
Yes.
Oh, is that good? Yeah. The gift of art is here. And so typical of John and Rachel, we're so lucky because we get to meet so many unique people throughout Pittsburgh. And when we were still podcasting at different locations, we went to one of our last ones was the Ketchup Creative, right?
Ketchup City Creative.
City. I keep forgetting City. I always say Ketchup Creative.
It's because we fixate on the ketchup piece.
We do. Because it's John. Right. Exactly. And so I'm glad you remember that. Yeah. But Tracy came up with this place and we were like, why do we not know about it? Walked in right there in Sharpsburg.
Right.
Thought I said Aetna before actually. Came in and we were just completely blown away by the space and by not just the space, but the people who you've connected with, you know? So welcome back.
Thank you.
Obviously we get to talk to you and, you know, we love the fact that you thought of us to say like, I have this unique thing coming in. So we're just going to kind of punt it to you. Tell us about who is next to you.
So this is my good friend, Adam Masava. We met in Kenya this summer. I was there with the University of Pittsburgh for a month and connecting through art international. Yes. And yeah. Adam, I told him, you're going to have a show in Pittsburgh in March. And I think he thought, do you think it was a little crazy?
Yeah.
Probably.
Wait, okay, so...
I'm used to that.
Yeah, you're used to that. So how you got there and just met him randomly? Or
no,
it was
we were there to look at education. There wasn't a lot of visual arts in the schools. So a friend had been doing some Instagram research.
Gotcha.
Because the world uses Instagram and WhatsApp. Not Facebook.
Sure.
And nothing personal, but if you're not on Instagram,
you're catching this on Facebook,
it's probably time. Yeah, yeah. I mean, okay, I like
Nancy.
Facebook. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Mark Zuckerberg. We went to their art. Adam runs an art collective. I'm going to let him explain that to you. But once we met, we all just bonded. And when you hear what he does, you'll understand from the way I look at community, he looks at community.
And before we even go to Adam, I want to say, like, Nancy, you sort of are to the art world what... Anthony is to 449.
I do spread the word.
You do. Like he said before you, right? When you're passionate about something, it shows and you don't want to give up. And that's what you are.
Thank you for introducing us to Adam. And I wanted everyone to know about Adam and what he's doing. So this is Adam Masava from Nairobi, Kenya.
So wow.
Welcome.
So far
the furthest traveled
guest we've ever had there. So which gets a prize of an Iron City beer, I think.
You know, Kenyans, we are long distance runners.
Yes. Oh. There you go. Yeah. And I have to say, I understand you like Wendy's, right? That's something that you like here. Isn't that hysterical? We were like, we're having the best.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
There you go.
But we would have to arm wrestle because I love McDonald's. So, but, you know, maybe we could have like a burger eat-off at some point.
Yeah, actually, my son loves McDonald's.
Oh, is that right?
Shout out to you, Fabian.
So tell us a little bit about, Nancy set it up, right? You meet there over in your hometown, and she says, I'm going to bring you to this place in Pittsburgh. What happened next? Like, you just kept in contact?
Yeah, well, so when she told me that, it was in like a kind of a hurry. She was like, oh, next year I'm going to bring you to Pittsburgh for a month. I was like,
okay, bye.
It's like, no, it was like people come to the studio and promise a lot. So I thought it's one of another promise.
Sure.
But then when she returned here, we kept on like speaking. Every now and then she would send me stuff, I would send her stuff, and then she said, she's already planning and promoting everything.
Sure.
And then here I am.
Here you are.
Wow.
Yeah.
For someone who doesn't know, what type of art is it? You know, we talked about this when we were at Ketchup City Creative. Art can be defined in so many different things. What is your style of art?
All right. So I have a couple of styles, okay, which I present my work.
Okay.
So one of the style I use, real corrugated iron that I collect from the slum I grew up in. And so I repurpose the old iron sheets that people would throw away or take to scrap metal.
Really?
Then, so I burn them in a big fire.
Okay.
Then after burning them, I use water and acid to fasten the rusting process. Then I smash them flat with a hammer, cut them, stretch them the way anyone would stretch a canvas, but using tack nails. And then I sketch using a marker. After that, I treat only the parts that I intend to paint. Then the edges and the backside so that rust doesn't continue its process.
To spread. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then I paint using brilliant colors. So I show in this style a lot of working men, working women, and children playing. And all this is to show a positivity or positive side of slum life, because slums are stereotyped.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so for me, I try to flip the coin and show the other side of the coin. Then a second style that I have, I use cardboards, which I also collect. So we see when you peel cardboard,
mm-hmm,
you have wiggly stuff that looks like corrugated, yes, iron, which I carefully stick on the canvas. Then I paint, and it brings out a 3D impression of the slum roofs.
Okay, wow. So how do you even know this process? Is this something that you've seen done before, or what made you want to try that process?
Well, so that's a good question. Thank you.
Yes! This is a competition we have between each other. And
game on. Game on.
Thank you.
I'll
okay.
expect that answer no, the next
blah, blah,
time
blah.
I ask a question.
Go ahead.
All right, go
ahead.
So, like, back in Kenya, the art scene in Nairobi is quite competitive.
Okay.
So I used to bring my works to the galleries and they would just reject them.
Oh.
And one lady, her name is Danda. She has a beautiful art gallery called Circle Art.
Okay.
She advised me to think outside the box. And so thinking outside the box, I went back and started thinking. And that's when I started like repurposing corrugated iron and also the cardboards.
Now, you mentioned that back home that there's not a whole lot of visual arts, and this is why. So what started you? Did you start making things out of just plain items? How did you start?
I think, let me also say, good question.
It's now 1-1, John.
Yeah, there's a backstory behind it. So when I was in school, our school used to be fed by the World Food Program through their school feeding program.
Okay.
And they introduced an art competition for all the entire world organizations and project which were benefiting from the project to paint pictures that what World Food Program meant to them. So I painted a nice painting, a semi-arid area, a school, and then a big truck full of food bags. Then there was some kids running after the truck, and on the horizon there was an old man trying to catch up. Then on the tent of the truck, I put there a huge logo of World Food Program. So this won me first prize in Africa, and then I won first prize in the entire world.
Wow.
And that was like my moment, like I knew I could become an artist, because everyone used to tell me, you're talented. We had a good art teacher who saw talent in me.
Yeah.
So from there I saw like I should really focus on art and stop playing soccer and other stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the cool thing is it's not just about Adam.
Yeah.
So tell them about the collective.
Oh, absolutely. So when I started, I remember my younger brother is a very talented soccer player. His name is Patrick Oboya. Check him out on YouTube.
Okay.
Wow, you caught on real quickly.
Yeah.
He signed a professional contract in Europe in 2006. So his club president invited me to go over and visit him, and they said they want me to like do an exhibition there. So me and my brother used to joke a lot when we were kids, and we used to say white people speak with their nose. No offense. So like
not
this.
Taken. Oh yeah.
Hey Anna, how are you?
How are you?
Yeah. So I had somebody called me with an accent, and he was speaking like that. So I thought it was my brother, and I was like, "Bro, I know it's you. Stop it!" Yeah.
Oh my god! So
and then the president told my brother, "Oh, your brother doesn't speak English." So my brother took the phone and said, "Bro, stop it. Talk to the club president. He has some good news for you."
Oh my god!
So So he told me.
That is such a good story. Oh
yeah, that's why I said your question is.
Yeah. And then he winked at you. I don't like that.
Yeah. I know. So, I got it.
So I went there. I went to Europe. I did an amazing exhibition. The fans of the club came in very drunk. And the art spoke to them.
Oh, so of course
within,
it did.
Within
yeah.
an hour, they bought everything.
Oh, my.
And God. I had a lot of money. On my plane back home, I was so paranoid. I didn't want anyone to get close to me.
Yeah.
I didn't eat the food. I was like, no, they will drug me and steal my money. So I got yeah. So I got home and thought, like, art gave me an opportunity to stay out of trouble. During my time, my time when I was growing, there was a lot of drug abuse, crime, and young people like me used to be killed by police because crime was rampant. So art gave me an opportunity to stay out of this trouble because I would stay and paint and take so many hours doing my art. So I said, why can't I do something to give back to the community? So I bought a lot of art supplies. I brought in kids, started teaching them.
Oh, wow.
And then some of them were really talented. You could see like special talent in them. So I took them into my studio and started mentoring them and giving them further classes.
Yeah.
And they become really good. By the time they were hitting high school, they could sell their work. So that was another danger because, you know, you cannot motivate a child by giving them money.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I called their parents and told them, like, look, we need to come up with a plan. These kids' money will go to their high school fees because back at home we pay high school.
Oh, okay.
So wow. So most of them paid their own high school fees. And then after high school, they came now to the studio and started working full time.
Wow.
And our space has grown into an oasis for a lot of young people. So I have like 40 boys and girls. I should actually not call them boys and girls because some of them are older. Please forgive me for that. And we have also some established artists working in our collective. The name of our collective is Mukuru Art Collective. You can find it on Instagram. You can see a lot of good stuff. But we have an exciting exhibition at Ketchup Creatives.
Yes, and that is Ketchup on now. Oh,
she's like, someone let's, say yeah, City Ketchup.
City Creative. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry. No, I love all of you, but that was not a good question.
And when is the exhibition? Is it on right now?
Yes. We sold them. We have 98 pieces of work from Adam and the Collective. We sold about half of it in two nights last weekend.
Oh my gosh.
And we did a little bit today.
Wait, if it's sold though, does it still hang until everybody's done, right? Yeah. Like people could still come
like
see
we're
it.
Gonna leave we're leaving it up for a couple more weeks. Yeah. We talked about
it's not
that.
Like people would come
right,
and
we
see
want
half
people
of
to
them.
Appreciate right. Yeah. We were like, well, that doesn't seem very exciting. So tomorrow night, if you're in Sharpsburg or you want to come down from 5 to 7, we're having gallery hours, and then we're gonna do gallery hours again the weekend after St. Patrick's Day. Although a lot of drunk people sounds really appealing at this point.
I'm thinking
maybe
we should
rethink that. So maybe we'll have to get some drunk people. But yeah,
she just look at us.
So we no, I didn't.
She winked.
What talking about. So we bonded over the whole community connect, you know, but we both think about yes and, you know, yes, what can we do for other people? So it just was a natural fit and we're just having a blast.
Where does
I'm coming. So yeah,
oh, it was great.
Where does everybody find out about that? And then we'll ask for your Instagram and website
Instagram,
as well.
Instagram, Ketchup City Creative.
Ketchup City Creative.
Yeah, I know why you block it out.
Right.
I know that, Rachel. I don't know why you.
If it was up to me, I'd say City Creative.
John hates Ketchup. Right. It makes him revolts him on a level that
but
we have
Ketchup
to have
City Creative. Right.
Yes.
Right.
And Instagram, and then Adam Masava, Masava. If you look on, you'll see I've tagged and the Mukuru is the name of one of the second largest slums in Kenya, in Nairobi. And it's fascinating.
And
the art is gorgeous.
Tales from Nairobi.
Tales from Nairobi.
Yeah.
So
it is
really
a pleasure
terrific.
To meet you. And a pleasure to see you again.
Honor.
We got him skiing so far.
Oh my God.
He's gone skiing.
All right.
He got to go on a ride on a fire truck all dressed up as I'm a volunteer firefighter. So he got to go as a of course I am. I know. Yeah. He's a firefighter. He got to go as a firefighter. I'm trying to get him. If anyone knows anybody that could do a helicopter ride, let me know. But
you
not
know
for like thousands of dollars. Right?
Yeah.
I really want to do something cool.
We're going to Campos.
Take him to his first hockey game. He's going to go see the Pens on St. Patrick's Day. So we're trying to do we're having a
good
time.
At least it's a game.
I love it. All right. Question of the day, because then I want to line up my junk drawer. What is your least favorite month?
Well, as an artist, for me, I don't think I have a least favorite month because all the months are important to me, depending on the season. So there's high season where you sell a lot towards the end of the year.
Okay.
Then the beginning of the year, you have to work in preparation for when things start kicking back.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Wow. August.
August. Yeah, I'm not in August.
Because I was a teacher for 32 years, and there's nothing worse than August 1st.
Yeah. Oh.
Your stomach just, you just want to... vomit. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just not fun.
And glad you're retired.
How many more days?
Glad you're retired working at the City Creative.
Yeah, Ketchup City Creative.
What is our junk drawer gift from Ketchup City Creative?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
So we call that a gum band.
It's a gum band.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's
let's say it right.
They call that a gum band.
Yeah. I brought a gum band.
I got a... All right, so when we were kids, we used to play with this stuff.
Yeah.
Hold the mic, please, for
me. Okay, all right, what are you going to do?
So this is what we would do.
Oh, yeah, you just made a slingshot. Yeah. And Rachel flinched. Yes. I love it.
The extra parts, you know, because
oh, my God.
I don't know what this came from. But
that's what we need. We love it.
So good luck putting things together.
I love it.
Guys, thank you so much. You are a gift to our city, and thank you so much for bringing us.
Yeah, helicopter ride, anybody, plane, we'll take any of those.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah.
All right, we're going to our musicians next on your Jagoff Late Night.
Thanks, guys.
At People's Natural Gas, we provide clean, safe, reliable natural gas. We're always looking to get cleaner as we continue to protect our environment. And that's also why we support organizations like the National Aviary that are focused around the clock on conservation. Let's hear from them about some of their efforts.
A lot of people know about the National Aviary, but not a lot of people know all the conservation work that the National Aviary does. We are part of a lot of conservation work out in the field, and we do things here at the National Aviary. Staff members like myself are part of a lot of different projects. To learn more about the conservation work that the National Aviary does, you can check out our website, aviary.org.
We're also always working to make our environment cleaner through our work. That's why we've reduced emissions since 2019 by 17% over 2019 figures.
PittsburghUsedCars.com, with hundreds of used cars across 8 dealerships throughout the city. We provide the greater Pittsburgh area with a premium used car buying experience. Looking for unbeatable pricing on some of the best used cars in Pittsburgh? Visit Pittsburgh Used Cars Clearance Zone today. We're providing out-the-door pricing on all of our clearance zone inventory. PittsburghUsedCars.com.
Let's just keep saying all the things that make it unique. So we have this art gallery and this food and that has this history and, you know, the family connection to it. Mm-hmm. But then you also feature guest artists.
Yes, yes.
And then also you do something on Fridays because you like to support local. What about that?
So we have live bands on Friday. Right now we're doing it every other Friday. The first of the month is when we have our featured artist. So the featured artist comes in. It could be up to 4 or 5 people. Artists, and they come and they put their stuff up on the wall for sale. We have a reception that first Friday, and they leave it up for the whole month.
We're moving right along here, and Rach, we had like this it's a culture kind
it's
of
learning experience
thing. We're learning so many things, and the cool thing is our musicians have some Irish culture, which kind of fits with my hat and your shirt.
Yeah, they like your hat. Yeah, we did a tailgate today. We had the Grand Marshal of the parade, just a little microphone drop on our tailgate this morning. That was obviously fun because Pittsburgh has such an Irish culture. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
We don't like being the second best parade. I said we are going to take down Chicago at some point. We just need these rivers to be green.
Yeah,
that's like the next goal, right?
I saw something with Picklesburg.
Yeah,
Picklesburg. Got moved down to third, right?
Yes, we got to keep voting. Thank you for that. That's something we need to talk about.
I
keep
voted
voting.
Twice.
Well, you could do it every day from different devices.
Mark?
Russell Howard better be listening. Yeah. So we have Mark and Tony.
By the way, we have to also thank Dry Event Wizard for the Where He At that we just saw. The Tresor. Make sure you go to your Jagoff.
When I was talking about our musicians.
We forgot that, so I want to make sure we said that.
Hold on, guys.
Dry Event Wizard. Got to say hi to the sponsors.
Dry Event Wizard.
You need to find out about that. Yeah. And obviously our Jeet Jet and our Where He At were lots of fun. All right. So Z-Town Band, Mark and Tony. Mm-hmm. Not Mike and Tony, who just moved in over here, our Gyro area in North Hills. Oh, we are thrilled to have a Mike and Tony's here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you eat there yet?
Not yet.
All right.
Yet.
Mark and Tony, how long have you been together performing?
About 2.5 years.
Oh, okay. All right. And what brought you together?
Well, I started playing music out and about at open mics. And the reason I
So like I got into martial arts.
Okay.
And I started
jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, like, I started doing jiu-jitsu.
Stop it.
See, Mitch Dugan minutes.
God,
there you go.
There's just so many things that are woven tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I started doing jiu-jitsu and I was doing that consistently and I kind of like built some discipline that way. And I've always wanted to play music like out and about. I'd played guitar for years, but I felt like, you know, martial arts gave me the confidence to go up and like play some music on stage. So I start going to these open mics and then I meet this guy who plays the fiddle. And I was a little bit aimless. I was like playing all kinds of different genres and didn't know exactly what I wanted to play. And I always liked the fiddle. And he got up there and started jamming with me. And
you picked your genre.
Yeah, I was like, this is a guitar and fiddle act. I think we can like play some bluegrass.
Wow. Yeah.
And so then the story progresses to my uncle knows a guy that owns this vacant lot
this
in Zillionople.
So my uncle knows a guy.
He knows
who,
a guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe some Boylan. I don't know. I guess I shouldn't drop his name, but it doesn't matter.
It's okay.
Vacant lot.
Yeah. Was it in Ambridge at the high school that
it
we were just at?
It was on Zillionople. Yeah. Okay. It was in Zillionople.
I know. I was making fun of John. Okay.
Find out where the Z comes from.
Yeah, that's where the Z
comes from. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
so that was the history.
So I just like, I bought this PA system. I was like, hey, I'm setting up in this vacant lot, I'm gonna play for tips, do you want to come?
And I brought a generator.
Yeah, because I didn't think about the power situation for the PA. So he showed up and he had the generator,
big canopy.
Yeah, big canopy, and we started playing there. And
the rest is history.
Pretty much.
And that was 2.5 years ago.
Yep.
I'm just reaching in to have maybe some moonshine in case you go.
Oh, there you go.
Do a shot. Right. Yeah.
So then now do you guys live close to each other? How do you practice? Do you get together? You're pretty much at this point, you've played together for 2.5 years. You really don't need to get together.
Actually, when we first started playing together, we only would do gigs together because he's so good at improvisation.
We never practiced.
Okay.
The first gig, we just showed up.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It was all ad lib.
Right. Yeah. But now we practice once a week, and we have another person in our band. He plays the banjo, and we have, like, harmonies, and we have, you know, fiddle leads and banjo leads. So we're kind of getting more sophisticated as we get going. So
if I show up with a washboard at one of your gigs, I might end up in a band.
Oh, you'd be really welcome.
You're the first. You're the fourth member of Z-Town
Street
Band.
You're the
guy. I'd be the...
Okay. Anyway, so you said the type of music. So basically, it's bluegrass, any kind of other feel. You know, a lot of people do this whole like infusion thing because, you know, we always say there was a time where it was one genre or another, right? Mm-hmm. You didn't really mesh or kind of...
It's all types of folk music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It could be Irish folk music or American folk music, Appalachian.
We do some gospel.
Appalachian,
Oh, do you?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which I like, you know, I try to take that... I like to just consider it all traditional music. I like traditional music that is meant to be played in front of people so that they can, like, you know, they hear it, they join in. Like, like what I try to do is try to pick songs, because I don't just do originals, I do covers as well.
Sure.
And then we kind of make it our own.
Yeah.
But I try to build a song list. It's like, you hear the song, you go, I know that song, but I don't know where I know that song from. Or, like, maybe you heard it in church, maybe you heard it, your mom was humming it when you were a kid. I don't know. It's like, I try to build songs that people kind of like, oh yeah, I know that, but where's that from?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite one? What's your favorite cover tune to do? What's your go-to?
Where I like to do The Wait by the Band.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And I prefer not to. I'm really...
You sit that one out.
I'm really tough. But instead of the guitar leads, I do it with a violin.
Okay.
Which makes it our own. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I have a dumb question for you. Is there a difference between fiddle and violin?
No, they're exactly the same.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just a different style.
It just
style.
Depends if you're in a symphony.
Oh, it's a different style.
When I was in orchestra class in high school, it was a violin, and now it's a fiddle.
Okay. Yeah. So if it's a more casual play, it's a fiddle.
Well, basically, I play at my church, too, so then I play violin.
The violin,
it's the same instrument I played Saturday night. It hit a honky-tonk.
Right.
But you put your jacket on, and then it becomes a violin.
That's right.
I love it. Okay. Any other instruments that you play?
I play mandolin, too.
Faves. Actually, the harp is my absolute fave, but a mandolin's a good one. How about you?
I play guitar and I sing. I don't do much else other than that.
You're that's it. I'm the guy. Yeah. I'm the star.
Now, the good thing is we get a chance to hear you guys sing in a little bit. But before we do that, there's the most important thing in the podcast is to get your answer to the question of the day.
Okay.
So the question of the day is, what is your least favorite month?
And why? Because we're getting summer months, but it has nothing to do with being hot as I sit in menopause under the, what is that, thermometer?
I would say I don't like February because it's the darkest, coldest month.
And Valentine's Day. Okay. Who likes that? Not this girl.
Thank
not
God. Me. Thank God it's the shortest one.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah.
I think they did that on purpose.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I'd say January.
Okay. So it's we're cold. You're not cold,
cold
weather.
Okay. I don't mind cold, but it gets too cold in
January. You both Pittsburghers, born and raised?
I grew up in Renfrew and between Renfrew and Cranberry Township.
Oh, okay. Butler County, right?
So I had my dad lived in the suburbs and my mom lived out in the country, and I got both the rural and the suburban feel.
Okay.
And I like it out in the country.
You do. You're a country guy. Do you live out that way still?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I live in Fawnbell now, which is just tree
I know
farms.
Where that is. Who was just from Fawnbell? Your sister.
Yeah.
My sister.
Okay, that's why. Small world. There's 8 people that live in Fawnbell. Yeah. You're one of them.
Yeah. You're number 7.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I grew up on the north side.
North side! Representing!
In the Marshall Shadeland area.
Oh, that's there where my husband lived. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There until I was 40.
We lived right by Riverview Park.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time
Did you learn to drive
Park.
There?
I did.
Okay, same.
Everybody does.
Yeah, everybody does. It's like a rule. I think you
still
do.
They're in Uniondale Cemetery.
Yes! That's so funny. I love it. Yeah, I love that you walked in, you saw my dad, and you were like, I think my dad went to high school with you. Are you an Oliver grad? He said, yeah. So Pittsburgh. That is so
My dad was his English teacher.
Oh, that my gosh. Well, my dad's English. Yeah. His math is much better.
I think,
He's a math guy.
He did fine.
Listen, he gets away with, what do you call that, poetic license because he sings so well.
Yeah, he sings.
He doesn't really have to know yet. Yeah.
So we appreciate the question of the day. Did you bring us a junk drawer gift?
I have something.
Okay.
I also have something.
Something.
This is commemorative of the first open mic that my wife and I would get, because her and I will do duets as well.
Okay.
And she'd like to perform at nursing homes. Then we do old 80s country stuff, her and I. And that's where I met Tony. And this is from the place.
It's so momentous to you. You're like, this is where we met. Here you go. Throw it in your junk drawer.
You're like, I'm giving it to these two schmucks. Hey, honey, I love you too.
And it's worth it.
Well, we appreciate it.
You get traded it for a drink.
We appreciate that very, very much. Thank you. Because I did call you out, and I don't think you had anything. So somehow you scrounged that, we appreciate it.
I have a variety of those in my...
So it's not unique.
It's not unique. He gives it to every podcast.
He still loves you. He still loves you.
Yeah, there you go. So what song are we going to hear?
No, he has junk.
Oh, you have a junk drawer. I forgot. Yeah. Okay.
So I host an open mic at Full Pint Beer every other week.
On 19?
On 19, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock every other Wednesday.
Look at all
do
these.
Do it. I like the pitch.
Okay.
And this is a sign-up sheet.
John, do you see what
it is? There you go. It's a sign-up list. That's a good junk drawer thing.
Are there phone numbers and emails, because that would be even more funny, because they're going on the Jagoff list.
Yeah. Right.
That's what Maddie left off, the phone number and the email.
How did Sue Lovato do?
Sue Lovato did great. It was her birthday.
Oh, my God. Leave it to you.
And Drew Slabata?
Drew Shibata, funny comedian. Go check out Drew.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All what is even happening
right
now?
Nathan Stifel, you're number one next week.
That was his first time ever playing at an open mic.
How about you now? This I'm impressed.
That is cool.
We're gonna show up and sing.
Yeah. Where does everybody find you guys?
Like a virgin.
We can be found on Instagram and Facebook, both at Z-Town Street Band.
You're gonna sing, and then we're watching 4-1 to do's now, right? Is that right? 4-1 to do's with Jack from the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership.
My name is Jack Dougherty. I am with the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership, and I am here to let you know everything going on downtown this month. So, as you know, spring is right around the corner. We couldn't be more excited. We are having a little bit of a kickoff in Market Square with a spring market that will take place on Thursday, March 21st. This will sort of be like our farmers market that's going to kick off in May, but it's a little bit of preview for those who just can't wait. So we hope that you come down and support that. We also have a very fun challenge that's going to be unique and unlike anything else you've seen before in Market Square. We are going to be doing a human foosball challenge on May 9th in the square. It's a giant inflatable foosball court with people acting as the kickers on the poles. It's a lot of fun. We actually tested it out earlier this month. It was a blast. So definitely come down, check that out. We're going to be posting about that to have different corporations and organizations get involved. So hopefully we will see you there. We also have some exciting news going on downtown. We just opened our first project pop-up. The Refillery is a new business that is at the bottom of the Encore, which is at 7th Street and Fort Duquesne. They offer sustainable dish soaps, hand soaps, and a lot of great products like that. This is the first of hopefully many project pop-up establishments that we're going to be launching. These are incubator spaces for small businesses that are looking to get a foot in the door to have a brick and mortar, a location downtown. So we couldn't be more happy that they've joined us in the neighborhood. And then we also have an opportunity for anybody who has a great idea to activate downtown. We are offering small placemaking grants. So grants from $1,000 to $5,000 for anybody who has an idea to bring an event or bring an activation or bring a piece of art to one of our many public spaces downtown. That information's on our website as well at downtownpittsburgh.com. So we're reviewing the first round now. So please, if you have an idea, we encourage anyone and everyone to apply. And also, we have announced the dates for Picklesburg. Everybody's favorite festival of the year is going to be returning this year, July 19th through 21st. And we are currently up in the running for USA Today's Best Specialty Food Festival. We are in a tight competition with a bunch of other food festivals from across North America. So please submit your votes. You can vote once a day. We're going to link that as well. So yeah, there's a lot going on. We hope to see you downtown. And you can follow us at downtownpittsburgh.com and at Downtown Pitt across all the social media platforms.
Welcome to Flamini. Can I take your order?
You need a tablet?
No, we don't use this. We know how to yell the sandwich to cook. Here we go.
Thank you, Tony.
Anytime.
Let's dig in.
It's John and Rachel. We love to dig into iconic Pittsburgh places like Permani's. So we brought our friends from People's Gas. Hey, guys.
Hey, it's that time of year again when homeowners are going to start those outdoor projects. So what we need you to know is please call at least 3 business days before you dig.
It doesn't matter if it's a big project like a pool or a new garage or something small like a mailbox. Always call before you dig.
I called. We can dig in.
So please call 811, 3 business days before excavating so you don't have to call 911.
Hello, we are the Z-Town Street Band. You can find us on Facebook at Z-Town Street Band and Instagram also at Z-Town Street Band. We're gonna play you a tune. Glory, glory, hallelujah, as I lay my
mom was lonesome, poor mother, she was gone. All my brothers, sisters crying, put her home, sad and alone. With the circle being unbroken, by and by, Lord, by and by, there's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky, in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Are awesome. Thanks everybody for listening,
guys,
watching the Jagoff Late Night Podcast. Make sure you come 5000 McKnight Road. We'd have to thank Dry Event Wizard. Thank you to Aurora Automotive.
Thanks to Q92.9,
yep.
People's Gas. Thanks to all of our guests. Check it out and make sure you join us every Friday. Share it. Have a great weekend.